Please be advised, this series contains harsh language and potentially triggering material. Content warnings are in the description. Last time, on Ombligo del Diablo. After informing Murph of her supposed cousin's arrival and intentions on springing her out of jail, Sales Team 6 met up to discuss whether or not they wanted to accept his help or try another method. Val makes a connection. Jamie gets quite the offer. Oliver takes on a mind passenger. Murph is the mind passenger. And Vincent gets a few extra bullets. After deciding to meet with this Armando, the team briefly stopped by the bar and met Gracie, who has pulled Oliver aside for a conversation about his companions.
Out back, Gracie and Oliver.
So, Gracie, you grew up here, didn't you?
Most of the time. I kind of went back and forth. My mother sent me off to the city and liked to travel a bit before she died.
Yes, that is a shame.
When she was allowed, at least.
I understand that their relationship might have been tumultuous, but what I mean to aim at in this conversation specifically is... You understand that this town is strange. Stranger than the world around it.
She shrugs. I don't know. Doesn't feel that way when it's your home.
Well, maybe it's just me then. I understand that since I got here, it seems like nothing normal's happened yet. But one thing I can tell is that Valerie is a person who's trying to do good. And there are people who are, overall, they seem like good people, but you can tell they aren't trying to do good. Do you get my meaning?
She's pretty close to that girl, isn't she?
You mean Murph?
Yeah.
Yes, Murph. Murph is another one who fell into this place by happenstance through no fault of her own. She's trying to make the best of it. But again, she's doing the best she can.
Yeah, well, she tried to kill me. She killed my father. I'm not a fan.
I hate to say it, but your father did threaten to blow my brains out. So I'm not particularly fond of him. Would you tell me about him for a moment? I'd like to know the man slightly better.
I didn't try to kill her. I tried to bring her back to a trial. If I wanted her dead, she would be dead.
Oliver is doing his best to ignore you.
Says, my father?
And by that I mean the mayor that I met. I don't know if he was your father. I seem to... have trouble getting the whole story from folks in the town.
He was my father, the only one. Yeah, look, some people you don't like, but you still have to love them.
That makes sense.
That's my dad. He was just so fucking angry.
Well, granted, I did see that.
He needed control. He needed to have what was his. If anybody tried to take that away from him, well, it wasn't going to go good for them.
Well, I hope you'll find it in yourself to forgive my friend Valerie. She's got things going on that neither you nor I may understand, but I can swear upon God and Earth that she's trying. And if you would be so kind, I'd really like to spend some time with you, perhaps a lunch or dinner or something. Have you... Tell me about your family, if you're ever free. I know you're going to be quite busy turning this town into your own.
I'll tell you whatever you'd like to know, but just don't bring those two around.
Absolutely.
You might think they're all right, but I'm pretty sure I've seen that Val do things.
I think you might be right.
I don't think that she should be here, and I don't mean in town. I don't think she should be here.
Oliver just sort of makes a thoughtful face and nods.
Also, I wouldn't trust Murph. I know just how my stepmother can get in your head.
Granted, I've had a run-in or two with your stepmother, and it took me quite a while, I don't know how many months, to get out from under her thrall.
She killed my dad, too, just as sure as if her finger was on the trigger. She's not going to stop until I'm dead.
Hopefully I can keep her out of town, or at least prevent her from coming back with such vengeance.
Which one?
I kick you in the proverbial brain shins. Hey, whose side are you on?
Your stepmother, I mean.
Yeah, well, looks like that Murph might have taken care of herself.
It's true, but I got a lot of money on that horse, so I'm gonna keep trying to finagle the race till she makes it out okay. Because I think she's got potential. I think she can get out from under your stepmother as well.
I don't know how you ended up in the company that you did, but I don't think all of you are going to make it out too well.
Oliver just, like, nods, like, yeah, maybe.
Look, hon, you be careful.
Of course.
I'd like to protect you. I don't think I can, but if there's anything that I can do, I got a little bit of my father in me, too.
I can tell you're a fighter, and I'll tell you what, I'm a survivor. I'm not a big risk taker myself. You seem made at a strange moment in my life.
She smiles, says, okay, you take care. You come to me if you need anything.
Sure thing. Likewise.
And she leans in and kisses you on the cheek.
Just does the, like, air kiss that's like, you know, you're doing a kiss on the cheek thing. And is like, smiles at her and waves and walks off.
I would like to try to stop him in his tracks.
No.
Yes.
all right. I guess an opposed willpower roll, although Oliver's got some extra dice on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe not literally physically, but I am going to yell at you in your brain some.
Yeah. I mean, I will slow down and be like, exactly. And whisper, what's going on?
Excuse me. You think that you see potential in me? You're my lawyer. You're supposed to be spouting off about my innocence. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I mean, she's not the deciding. She's not your jury.
She's the new mayor. She's the person that you need to defend my innocence to. What is going on, Oliver?
Look, I don't know if you know anything about sword fighting or anything where you see an immovable object coming at you. You don't stand in front of it with a shield. You deflect. You push it a little bit to the side, it'll miss you. You don't tell someone who's bent on hatred that their enemy is good. You just say, maybe someone else is worse.
God, first Vincent, now you. What is going on?
Oh, I'm on your side, little lady. Don't you worry. I'm working an angle. And that's the trick.
Oliver, like, winks at nothing. It's like,
what
it's
is like, the angle? Flirting with the enemy?
No, you can't change a person's mind right away. Without brute force, that is. That's not a sure trick by mile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Except that we all know that you have the ability to use that brute force if you wanted to.
It could turn back on me quite painfully. If the person were to resist somehow, that could go awfully bad awfully quickly.
So, theoretical, if she was to just, like, decide to hang me tomorrow or Val tomorrow because she clearly despises us both, would that be a point in which that brute force was used?
I'll have you know, I think Gracie is a good person.
That's not a yes.
Possibly worthy of being saved. And
this is a yes or no question. Stop trying to talk over me.
Put my life at risk for her account. What do you think I would do for someone I truly love?
You didn't immediately respond to the yes, so I don't know.
All right, fine. You don't care for my nomenclature. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try to do something once you go back inside. We'll see if it works.
Please do. Just like a house rule I'm imposing on myself is that I have to say things out loud when I'm talking to you because I am keeping like such a stern mental guard against you. And if I try to talk in my head, I'm opening myself.
Actually, if you try to just communicate thoughts, you all sorts of stuff leaks through.
Yeah, that was my house rule that I did not think to communicate to anyone.
I am of the exact same mindset.
Okay, I return inside.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, is Vincent still inside?
Vincent is, still there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm around.
Alright, so there's a strong possibility I might end up in, like, a coma in the jail cell. But, you know, YOLO, as the kids say, I'm annoyed. You're right.
Get him.
Yep, I'm gonna try to jump over towards Vincent's brain.
Holy shit. No YOLO. No YOLO. Yep. I take it back.
I was not expecting this either.
No, this is going to be horrible.
Okay.
Yep.
At least tell me what you're doing so I can help.
No, I will.
I was just putting the idea out there first.
A charisma persuasion roll. Vincent, roll willpower plus your prime.
Okay.
And yeah, I was going to say, do I feel magic happening?
You just feel something trying to jump into your brain.
And you hear Oliver saying, wait now.
And I will prime Oliver by saying thus. Okay. I'm a little annoyed, and Vincent is, I don't know, he's still off in some other planet. I'm going to go see what's going on.
Wait now. Consent is key, and then it's too late.
Is there any way I could maybe add mind to it for coolness?
If you actually had this as an ability, you might be able to.
Oh, fine.
Depending on how badly this train wrecks, you're probably going to get a moment of Oliver actually brain thinking at you with a bunch of leaky memories of knowing that Vincent is just an iron fortress.
Bad things happen when you mind juice at Vincent.
Beautiful. That's right. 10 fucking dice. What the fuck?
I mean, I have a 5 prime.
2 yep. dice. Ah. And you got how many successes?
That'd be 6.
Vincent's anti-magic is rough.
Hey, Elf?
Yes?
I also have 10 dices, and I will take the aggravated.
Oh, are you just going to take an ag willpower to auto-succeed? All right. You take a paradox and an ag willpower, and you are in Vincent's head.
Wunderbar.
You're at least behind Vincent's eyes.
Do I feel something in there with me?
Yes.
Hey. Calm down. It's me. Breathe.
Okay.
My God.
Elf.
Yeah.
What's Murph experiencing?
Your whatever you see and hear, for the most part.
Okay. She's experiencing my perceptions.
She is behind your eyes. She's experiencing your positions, your experiences, and can speak as though she's inside of your skull.
Indeed.
Vincent, you didn't bounce her, did you?
So I'm suddenly hearing voices in my head.
You're hearing Murph's voice specifically.
Okay.
Oliver is talking to your face.
Okay, I don't know how much I'm paying attention to that. I assume that this is a PTSD thing, and I suddenly stand up in a huff, breathing intensely, and walk out quickly outside of the building.
Hey.
Give chase.
Hey, it's me. You know that I'm... Hey, breathe. You know that I'm trapped in the jail cell physically right now. And I just need to be with you guys, and this is the way that I can be with you guys. I was riding with Oliver, but Oliver's kind of annoying me right now, and I came to check in on you because you were kind of staring off... It's somewhere else, and I wanted to make sure that you were okay. And sometimes Oliver's translations aren't the most desirable. In through the nose, out through the mouth. It's fine. I know, it's not natural. It's okay. It's okay.
Murph, this is a violation.
Look, it's not like I could tell you to come see me.
And I'll let you in if you'd talk to Oliver about it and told him to ask me.
It's an impulsive decision. I know.
I told her to ask.
So do you attempt to will her out?
As in burning willpower?
No. Before, that first roll was just against your reflexive roll.
Yeah, I would like to... I don't care who it is or how much I love her. I think I need her out. I think I need her out right now.
Okay. This is a power that is not good at holding on when people are actively resisting. So Murph gets minus 3 dice for it.
Is this the same roll?
Yes.
Okay. Ain't great, but barely good enough.
Barely good enough.
In theory.
All right.
Rats.
Well, so many ones for the two of us right now.
Yep, so also, let's see, that is... Let me look back up, make sure...
Yeah, there's 2 ones and a 10 on Paradox.
Lovely. Wait, oh, it's all Paradox?
On the willpower, yeah.
Okay. When you get pushed out of Vincent's mind, you go back to the jail cell, but it's a sort of an out-of-body experience, and you're watching yourself argue with Joe, saying... I'm not supposed to be here. How did I get here? What? Oh, God. Cover the curtains. shut the curtains! And then hiding.
Oh my god.
Oh, dag. That lady in your head. So good.
Oh, fuck. So yeah, Val's obviously going to see Vincent storm out from the car and swipe at her cheeks, stick her head out, and be like, hey, Vincent, you all right? Oliver, what's going on?
Shit.
I'm sorry. It was Murph. I've been teaching her some new stuff. She got out of hand. It was really uncalled for. I don't think she's around anymore. Anyone feel her in the head?
I'm going to reach over and grab you by the shirt collar.
What the fuck you teacher, man?
I understand. She was just supposed to ride along with her. I know she's in the cell by herself. I just thought it would be nice for her to get what out and around.
What do you think you're doing, Oliver? Huh? What do you think you're doing? Teaching others to worm around inside of my head. This is mine, you son of a bitch.
Hey!
It's like teaching someone to shoot a gun. Vincent, you don't expect them to shoot somebody with it when you do it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oliver just, like, mean mugs you.
Val definitely tries to get between them and break it up.
Where is Murph now?
I want to try and hold him. I then was thinking I would try and slug Oliver, but if there's a roll that's contested for you to get in between us, I will not throw the punch if you succeed.
I actually want to roll, like, contested, like, willpower attacks, because I feel like what we just said to each other was really mean.
Yeah.
Actually, both of you roll Charisma Persuasion at each other, and then Strength Brawl.
And should I also roll Strength Brawl?
Yes.
I spent 2 willpower, by the way, to bring my successes up to 3.
Okay.
He wins the words, I win punch.
Unsurprising.
So Murph at this time is watching her body recoil in the terror, but the triple realizations of being trapped in a jail cell, trapped near the sunlight, and being trapped in a Murph.
Oh boy. I'm gonna let the punching play out first.
I mean, that's happening across town, and you're not even aware of that. So yeah, let's get back to So first off,
I roll a 6 in social and a 1 in physical.
And what was Thrasher? What was your socials?
Social, I got a 2, and physical, I got a 4.
All right, strips away 4 willpower. Those were some stinging words. What's your willpower total?
Willpower is composure resolve.
Yes.
That's 5.
So basically all of your willpower gone. The only way you really knew how to react was violence, which you are much better at. What did Val get on?
3.
On a 3 successes?
Yeah.
You're able to get between them right after Vincent slugs Oliver in the face, knocking him to the ground. What's your stamina, Oliver?
My stamina is 2, so I have 5 health. And I do not think the sweater would protect me from this.
It does not protect against punch in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are knocked. You are knocked to the ground, and your head is ringing.
As I'm shoved back, I'm just going to be staring at him, kind of wide-eyed, right hand forefinger kind of wiggling.
A gun shooty position.
It's about a half a foot away from my side, but my finger is not looking like it's pulling out a gun. But my finger kind of looks like it's shooting a gun.
Oh, I would like to notice that.
Yeah, Oliver, I think the same. I think Oliver notices because he like rapidly starts to get up like, okay, let's get punched again before seeing that and stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, Val definitely is putting herself right in between the two. Like,
hey, Vincent, look at me. Look at me. You got one in.
Are you with us right now? Put the hand down.
Where else would I be, Val?
Oh, that's a fucked up line, and you know it. You put the hand down.
God, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Shit. Sorry.
Oliver, can you go make sure Murph's okay?
Oliver was like frozen halfway standing up, but once he sees any crack in the facade, starts coming forward being like, I'm going to give this man a hug.
Ooh. Val shakes her head very... She gives him the look. The what the fuck Oliver look.
Oliver immediately looks at you and like nods and says, Vincent, what I said was out of turn. Thinks about it for a second and then just like jogs off.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of have my face in my hand trying to get a hold of my breathing next to Val.
All right, let's sit down for a second, okay?
Okay. I don't know what came over me.
Oliver? I mean, that's normal, I guess.
Like he could.
Sam needs to know if that was a joke.
he kind of has a bitter smile when he says it.
Yeah, he sure as hell does try. Hey, you got one. I'm sure many of us have wished we could. Keep focusing on your breathing there for a second, okay?
What happened? Do you think you can tell me that?
It's fine, Val. Look.
No, it obviously isn't, Vincent. I mean, I am the queen of knowing when it's not fine. Hasn't been fine for a while.
Well, Oliver taught Murph a little trick, and it got a little out of hand. She got into my head, and that was harder to deal with than I'm used to, you know? I'm dealing with some very unpleasant thoughts up there, and the idea of someone else coming in, and it just, I don't know, I got away from myself. Some of my old instincts started to kick in, you know, bad ones. I'll have to just have myself a talk with Murph, that's all, and ask her to choose her targets a little bit better, and Oliver, I think, learned his lesson, didn't he? Hmm.
My expression has changed a little bit during these last few moments, by the way.
Val is looking extremely concerned, especially when he says some bad thoughts.
Okay, yeah, that's warranted, but what sort of bad thoughts have you been having up there, Vincent? You can tell me.
All right, Val. You sure you want to know?
Nope! But she nods and like, look, if it make it easier, I could one for one. Yeah.
All right, Val. You mind going first?
I really need to work with you people on giving you rules. Okay, sure, Vincent. If that helps. I've been real angry at God for a while. Like very, very, very angry. So there's one.
All right. Val, do you know what I did before I got to Ombligo del Diablo?
Been able to take a couple of guesses, but not exact details.
All right. I hurt people for, cartels, crooked cops, politicians, anybody who knew somebody in my circles. That's what I did for work. That was my 9-to-5, and I did that for a long time. There's one.
Hey, I don't think any of us can judge that. Not out here.
You got another?
So on the angry at God track, I'm afraid. The whole void thing, Vincent, was a I thought I could handle it, and I'm gonna glance at my own shadow to make sure he's not gonna get uppity.
Not yet. It seems that your shadow has spent a lot of its energy last night.
Damn right. Felt definitely gave a lecture.
I think I might be. God, don't tell Oliver this. I think I might be losing control, just a little bit. I don't quite know how to get it back.
Oh, Vincent's shadow reaches out to you, and it says, "You're going to be a danger as long as you're alive."
Oh, fun! Yeah, Val visibly flinches. So, there's one.
I'd been thinking for a while before I actually up and left, before I saw Mur, before I got here, bumped into Oliver. I've been thinking that I couldn't keep going like that. I didn't know that I believed in what the preachers told me or what the police told me or what Mama told me.
She's a crazy bitch anyway. But,
Amen to that. From there.
Huh? That old German bastard say it all comes down to that, ain't it? But, I got this crazy idea in my head. I thought that if I got somewhere, someplace, far enough away from all that, I could find something. I've been calling it a better me, a better Vincent, a more perfect Vincent. It sounds dumb, don't it? But that's the way I was thinking about it. I read this book this one time. Back when I was in high school, they told me, one of them, them old dead Greek philosophers said, there's a world of stuff, the best stuff out there. Whatever you got, there's a place where it's perfect. And we're just the pale reflection on that dirty mirror. And I guess I wanted to try and find the right me, the better me. And I thought if I got out here, when I had a clean break, when the sheriff put me in the ground, metaphorically speaking, that maybe I could be him. Finally, you know, I could be that, Vincent, by helping Merv, by doing all right by you, getting an honest living. There's one.
Vincent, do you know why I saved you, despite now that you know, thinking that I've lost control, knowing that I probably was doing something awful, and I didn't hesitate?
If there's no objection from Elf, I think Vincent's face is going to be fairly straightforward, like kind of stony, maybe like sardonic expression, but there'll be a tear falling from his eye.
Just the left eye.
What's that about?
I would have hesitated if you... I don't care about very many people, Vincent. It's... people suck. They suck so much, and then they're gone. You start caring about them, and then they're gone. And Vincent, you didn't deserve to die. You, Vincent Braddock, did not deserve to die. And I wasn't going to let that happen. And I know you said you're fine, and maybe you are, and maybe it's not. Maybe I did do the right thing there, but I don't regret keeping you alive. I may regret the methods that I used, and I hope that any consequences of that come back on me and not you, but you deserve to live, Vincent. No ifs, ands, or buts there.
Oh, wow. That's really something about... Shoot. That's kind of funny the way you phrase that. Almost feels like the way I got out here in the first place was killing Vincent Braddock, wasn't it? But, maybe I have found me. Well, or maybe I'm close to it. Well, whoever this god bastard is, he's done a real number on us, hasn't he?
Yeah, but hey, fuck him, right?
Maybe we can. Fuck him right up. I don't know if I can be done, but whatever you are reaching for, if you really believe he's up there or something like him, something that's been choosing what happens for us. I've been feeling myself growing. I didn't understand it for a long time. I didn't know what was happening. But as I understood that you folks were developing some kind of powers, some kind of energy to you, I think I understand what I can do. I can say no to that power. And if this is anything like what God has, I can say no to God, Val. This gun on my side. Something tells me it could kill anything with enough power behind it, with enough energy to draw from. I could do it, Val, if I find the right place, if I find the right source, the right blood. If I have that, I don't think there's anything natural or supernatural that'll live too long when I put a round through them. Call it a hunch. That's one.
I am listening to shadows because this is troubling. This is bad. This is so bad.
The shadow just says, let me out.
Vincent's shadow?
Yes.
Oh, that's concerning. That's even worse. Val is going to tense up.
And then I think some of the tension is going to go out of Vincent's shoulders and he'll deflate a little bit and fall down and sit up against a wall and look away from you for a minute.
Maybe. That's a... I can't say that that isn't a extremely, extremely tempting thought, Vincent. I can't say I haven't thought it myself. And I can't say that I haven't done more than thinking about it.
I'm going to look back with pleading in my eyes for nothing in particular.
Can I roll anything to try and figure this out? Like, to figure out that particular pleading look?
Give me a, wits insight.
Oh my god, please.
Fuck, how long is it until game ends? I'm going to spend 2 willpower on that one. I want to make that good.
Alright.
5 successes.
Nice. It seems like the eyes and the mouth are being controlled by, relating to a different set of thoughts, and they are somewhat in disagreement. His face is, it seems, deeply unnatural.
Am I getting any hint of void?
The void?
Oh yeah.
No.
Okay. Val's gonna smile, and it's one of those I figured it out smiles, like sciencey, mad sciencey smiles.
You know what? I think that's about time we took a bit of that power back for ourselves, huh? Because what use is God if he's either malicious or incompetent? Better none at all.
I already had one daddy run out on me. I don't need another.
All right.
The second that Vincent's back is turned, Val's smile is absolutely going to drop, and it is a look of deep concern and resolve.
Okay. You guys set up an appointment, I think.
Oh, yes.
And also, Murph.
Uh-huh.
So, you are looking into your own face and hearing your own voice say, get me out of here. Take it back. Get me out of here.
I'm going to try to talk to me.
Okay.
And based on the fear and the things that this whatever is in me has said, I'm going to say, Mrs. Finn?
The eyes acknowledge you, the words do not. Says,
I was asleep. How did I...
Okay. Stay calm. You're me. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
You not.
Okay. Stay calm. Where are you right now? And I mean you, not me, you. You know what I'm saying?
I should be in bed.
Yeah, where? Are you safe?
Should not.
Okay. And the sheriff or deputy is there?
Yep. He is looking most concerned. He's asking if you're all right.
Ooh. Okay. Here's the question. Do I jump back into this body stuck in jail or try to continue this ride?
I mean, you don't really have another
place
to go. Chase
that dragon.
It's not like you could push someone out of their body. You don't have that power. You can
No. But I have been riding with other people.
You could hop in. You could try and hop in Joe and then spend a day watching yourself in jail. Reading Dr. Seuss to yourself.
Do I feel like if I wanted to move this perspective, I could?
Explain.
As in, do I feel like I am physically stuck staring at myself, or can I look for another, I guess the term would be host?
You are not an astral form. You
all right, yep, out. Good. That's what I was thinking. Okay, well, I mean, I was able to chuck myself out of Oliver earlier.
Okay. Are you going to try and chuck Mrs. Finn out of your body?
I mean, I think that she wants to get out of my body, right?
Oh, yes, she does.
I'm considering for a moment. And I am hesitating outside of my body. And I'll ask her, when I get out of here, because obviously, you know, you're sending help, where am I supposed to go?
Come to me. Armando knows where to go.
Okay, I can work with that then. I assume you want to leave, so may I have me back?
She nods, enthusiastically.
I mean, come on, let's not complain. I know the eyesight is like a little bit lower than yours, but it's not too bad, right?
The eyesight?
My perspective is shorter than yours.
Yes?
I'm just saying, it's not like the worst body you get unstuck in, right?
She looks and she looks and like sort of cocks her head, and she's like, "No, Murph, you're quite lovely."
Hey, thank you. Okay, I'll take me back now.
All right, you get back in your body. That feeling of lingering terror is sort of awkward when it wasn't your own, but you have your body back.
All right.
All right.
Like a weird taste on the tongue. Blah.
So, are we off to the meeting?
Oliver was running to jail at one point.
Yeah, I think I would pop in possibly at the point of transfer, or possibly even before seeing Murph acting and not herself.
Murph seems to be hiding in a corner.
Hello there, deputy. How's Murph?
Doesn't seem well. She's like talking to herself.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to take some of that private time with my client. It seems like she's having a tough time right now. Would you mind?
Gives you a sideways glance and then nods and walks out of the room.
Murph, how are you?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Mrs. Vin's gone.
Good. I'm just making sure the timing.
Oh, yeah. Oliver also has a bruised face.
That he does. Not well. What happened to your face?
Oh, things got a little bit heated after you left. Vincent did not appreciate being intruded upon. I think maybe we should in the future talk things through like this before you jump out of my brain in a huff.
I run up to the bars like a madwoman. Oliver.
Yes?
That's not Vincent.
What do you mean?
No bone in my body believes that there was so much anger in there, and he's never treated me the way that he was just treating me. There's something wrong.
I'm not quite so sure about that.
You weren't in his brain.
You know what? You're right. Why don't you hop back in, relax? We'll take it from there.
Do you believe me?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
All right. I allow Murph to hop back in, and then I skedaddle off to meeting points after giving the deputy some choice BS about the stress of being incarcerated.
All right.
I mean, so, it really comes down to it. We can probably plead insanity.
Don't make me talk to myself right now, Murph.
That probably be, that one hasn't gone over as well since the 80s. So, you guys are headed out to the mining shack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is awkward.
Yep.
Many sidelong glances at Vincent from Oliver.
When you get out to that shack, it looks empty at first. Who goes up to the door?
I do.
As you get up to the door, you see Armando sitting at a little workbench, mixing a few powders together and wrapping them up in what looks like nylons.
Okie doke. What do I think they are?
Oh, yeah, you recognize it immediately as thermite.
Okie dokie.
He looks at you in Spanish. He says, "Oh, hello. You've had some time to talk it over?"
Yeah, we wanted to come talk to you some more about what you were thinking. See if it sounded doable or not.
Okay. So, are you decided that you want to get her out?
She's not decided yet, but we came to talk to you to see about more details.
Well, you don't have so long to decide. What details do you need?
Murph was worried about where you were planning to take her to. What's your plan for once we get her out of jail and across the border?
He nods and he says, there's a place in Baja. It's where I was told she needs to be. She can be safe there. They'll be looking for her here. He looks over and he picks up a newspaper. It's already on the cover, front page. Points to an article, not the lead story, but it's on the front page, and it's describing the
alleged murder, the murder of a small town mayor.
Okay, I'm translating as he's talking for any of our party members who don't speak Spanish.
Who does not speak Spanish?
I speak a smattering of Spanish.
Okay.
It's your girl, doesn't speak Spanish.
Oh, Murph?
Yup.
Well, Murph isn't there, so...
Oliver is very, like, there's no way to hide this, but he is muttering in English the translation.
All right. So he's looking at you guys and say, whatever questions you guys have, you go ahead and you ask now, but time is short. There's a window of opportunity, and it's going to close soon.
So, Oliver, you're her lawyer. You should speak for her. What do you think?
I wonder if she recognizes this gentleman.
Do I recognize this gentleman?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's immediately suspicious.
I mean, he looks like he's done a lot of work outdoors. Well, I mean, him being Latino is one immediate difference that you notice. But his skin is kind of weathered, and he looks to be in his 40s.
Got it. I have no idea who this is, Oliver.
So I was speaking with my client, and she doesn't seem to recognize your face. You said you were family?
Like I told your friend here, I said that I'm her cousin by marriage and that we've never met.
And do you have any proof of that?
He looks at you and says, no, I didn't really think it was important. That's not why I'm here. More of a weird coincidence, I guess.
Oliver, your client has been kidnapped on more than one occasion. I'm uncomfortable.
I should have you know, my client is uncomfortable with being forcefully abducted in any direction, whether it be somehow to a freedom in Baja, you said it was. So do you have any idea who might await her there?
He shrugs and says, well, she does.
Could you elucidate as to what that might be? It's equally towards Murph.
Yeah, a friend of hers hired me. Says that she needed a way out. This friend, you could ask Murph who she is, but I owed a favor to a man. He said that that to pay that off, I had to do what another woman asked.
Oliver like grabs the cuff of his sleeve and like talks into it like he's talking into a radio. Murph, do you know what he's talking about?
I mean, the only assumption I could make is maybe Mammon, but I mean, we all know Mrs. Finn said that she was going to try to send help for me, but also, why would Mrs. Finn have landed herself somewhere so sunny when she despises the sunshine?
I'm sorry, one moment. I turn around. What on earth are you talking about, Murph?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? Somewhere too sunny for Miss Finn. Why would Mammon do this? Did you make a deal with him?
I made no such deal with Mammon. It was just a theory. It's the only person I can, or not only person, first person that popped into my mind. And Oliver, she never was out during the day. She always had those really heavy curtains.
No, I get why she doesn't like the sun, but why are you talking about the sun? Where is she that she wouldn't go?
Well, when she was briefly in my body earlier, she also wanted...
What?
We'll get to that later. She also hated the sunshine being on her there and was terrified of it. And Baja?
I mean, every place except for, like, really north and really south has the same amount of sun, pretty much.
Uh-huh. And why wouldn't she go somewhere north, like somewhere more comfortable for herself?
I don't know. Maybe it's crowded for vampires. Anyway, I don't know, Murph, but really, we need realistic solutions to this. So, she was in your body. I think we can safely confirm that it's probably Mrs. Finn. She's in touch with you in the same way you're in touch with me. Unless you made a deal with Mammon, that doesn't seem like his style.
Yeah, so who does this guy owe a favor to? That's important.
Probably Mrs. Finn.
No, some guy. He owed a favor to some guy, and to pay that back, he had to do something for some woman.
Oh, well, I assume that Miss Finn has any number of men under her employ, under her sway.
Mr. Finn?
Including Mr. Finn at some point.
Yeah. But she had most of the town under her sway. Didn't you see the way the man fell at her feet? Of course, not including me. Never?
While they're having this muttered conversation in the corner, Val's gonna ask, This guy you're a favor to. Does he look like this? And she describes Mammon.
He nods.
Fucking figured.
Oh, son of a gun. They must be tied together.
Says,
told you.
I called it a trick, but it doesn't matter. He will get what he's owed. And he said that I owed him a life.
I can either save one or take one. I choose to save one.
Ask him what would happen if he didn't do this for him.
What would be to happen if you were to not succeed?
Then I get to choose. If I don't bring this Murph back, it goes back to the old deal. He gives me a gun, and I get to pick someone in my family.
That doesn't seem like a great deal to begin with.
In English, I'm going to say, I do not trust this guy as far as I can throw him. We know how Mammon works, right? If he can't get her to wherever she's going, she's the family that's nearest to him. Am I reading this right?
Yeah, that was the most obvious thing to me. Val's very sure. You're very lucky, Oliver.
Murph, you kind of work with this kind of stuff. Is there any way you could break him out of this? I've been training you on these loopholes. Any way you could weaken this a bit?
Probably just try to. I mean, I'm able to make deals with people, you know, very important pinky promises, as you know. Maybe I can undo a pinky promise?
Well, I have no idea how your power works. You probably have a better feel for it than me.
I can try.
You would have no idea how to do that.
Yep.
Also, your deal would be going up against whoever made the deal.
Yep.
Go fight Mammon.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I've used so much magic, Elf. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord. My paradox fly hasn't really come up.
Wait, what is it? Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no.
Well, luckily you haven't sent much out lately.
Okay. And also, I've not really done a lot of luck. Well, that's not true. I definitely cursed Oliver earlier. Anyway, okay. Yeah, I can try to break it. I've never done something like that before.
Well, the end-all be-all of this is we're behind you with whatever you do. The point is, you got to make a choice sometime soon. And I hope you don't buy this sob story. And if you do, maybe you can try to fix it, I guess.
So the way I see it is I can deny this guy's help, and then he'll be stuck in a deal with Mr. Mammon. I could take this guy's help and potentially not make it there, and he's still stuck in a deal with Mr. Mammon. I could take this guy's help and make it there, but then I'll be across the border somewhere and away from all of you guys. I could deny this guy's help and go on trial and end up in jail forever. I could deny this guy's help and bust out in some other way, shape, form, or fashion. None of these particular options are appealing.
Mammon may be a scary motherfucker, but he has shot straight with me so far, even in his own twisted way.
Said that out loud to everybody.
In what language?
Everything's been kind of muttered to me, in English at least. I've been catching most of it.
Yes.
I don't speak a ton of Spanish, so I'll just speak it in English.
Yeah, Oliver nods when he says this. Like, yeah, probably.
So, Armando is looking at you guys, and he says, I really didn't think that this was going to be the hard part. I believe that she would want to get out. Doesn't she have someone she wants to go see again? I mean...
Murph ain't staying in prison. Let's tell you that right now. I'm not going to let that happen. Either way.
All right. Then why don't you let me help?
I just kind of sit back and look at everybody else.
I do believe what has been underestimated here is my need to protect all of you folks. There is another less pretty option.
Shoot, Murph.
That's a dangerous phrase, Oliver.
Not while you're in my head.
I could make it so, or at least attempt to make it so, the three people that really need to be convinced of my innocence are convinced of my innocence.
Look, that's going to be a long trail if we go the full justice route.
No.
Of people you gotta convince.
Oliver. I mean the people here.
Yeah, but they already made the call. Uh-huh. People in common.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I believe that you could get out Officer Daniel's nose, that highway patrol fella. He sure let you out if you asked him nicely and did your thing on him. But do you really want that? That's another evil you're putting onto him.
I know. I'm just saying, what if they forgot?
I have a way or two about messing with people's minds. And I'll tell you what, there's more than three or four people you gotta mess with on a regular basis. It's gonna be pretty tough. I'm not saying you can't do it, it's just don't think it's a sure thing.
Yeah. I was okay with taking the fall here until I realized how wrong whatever is going on with Vincent was. I can't leave him alone.
Maybe you should take us with you. Is that a possibility? These caverns big enough for the lot of us?
I was thinking you would all go. I mean, why would you stay here? If they suspect you helped get her out, they might be taking hard looks at you.
That was definitely a possibility that did not cross Val's mind until this moment.
Same.
I mean, weren't you all there when she did the thing? She did the act. You were with her. If she disappears, then there will be many eyes on you.
I'd go with Murph. It's not a problem. If you guys want to come, you should come. But Murph's got to pick whether she wants your help or not.
Likewise.
She does.
Oh, well, I mean, if everybody's going, then that's an excellent compromise. Why did that not cross my mind at all until right now?
Because you weren't listening to us.
Excuse you? You never said that. Anyway.
I said we were behind you 100% of the way.
Oliver, sometimes plain language would really be useful.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys don't seem to ask the right questions. You ask a lot of them, but sometimes you miss the point.
We're really good at that.
So,
right? I start laughing, Brian.
I'd like to know what tools we have available to us. May I ask you what skills do you have?
Charm and Devonair. Oliver like flips a little bit of his hair over.
He's also very clever. Don't let himself short, Oliver.
Okay.
I started cleaning that up, a lot of mining experience, so, you know, that might be helpful in a situation.
Oh, okay, good. Something useful.
Ooh, ouch.
You can mine?
Yeah, I can mine.
Explosives?
Yeah, I can work with explosives.
Good. Can you look these over? And he points to
his thermite packages?
His thermite packages and some other homemade explosives.
Okay, yeah, sure. You start looking through them.
Give me an int plus technology roll.
Okie doke.
Oliver, I need a sleep tug. Mm-hmm. I need you to look at Jamie really bewildered right now.
Like, I'm really impressed, or what?
Bewildered. Confused.
Whoa?
Very good.
Overacting happens.
Of course.
Armada kind of leans forward and his shoulders kind of tighten up a bit. Three. Okay, you can tell that he did a fairly decent job, but it feels like he was, you know, it feels like he was very rigidly following a set of like instructions out of a book. Except the dynamite. The dynamite looks practiced. These look like they're small charges, you know, something that you'd use to pop open a door or a safe, not something you would do to blow up a room.
Do I feel like there's anything I can do to improve them?
Yeah, there's some things you can do to swap out the triggers, make them more reliable.
Okay, I start doing that while I'm laugh crying because the emotions are leaking out the edges.
Armando says, "Hey, you can do that later. You seem like it's not a good time to work with things that blow up."
No, I'm good.
he says, "Hey guys, let's continue this outside." And he gets up and walks out of the little shack. And, miss, I have not gotten your name. I do not need to know it. He motions over to Val.
Oh, I'm listening to his shadow, by the way.
It says, "These guys are crazy. They're going to get themselves killed. You'll have to leave them in the desert. Then you're going to have to shoot your aunt. Or maybe your mother." This is...
Yeah, okay, fuck this guy. Yeah, what? Because Val's sort of out of it, because she, again, this is literally the first she thought of, oh my god, maybe I'll be leaving.
The great thing is, Val doesn't like anyone.
Yeah!
He says, I was wondering if you had any skills that might help.
Mm-hmm. Don't, I need to think about this. Maybe, just...
He kind of sighs. Mild exasperation. He turns to Vincent. How about you?
I pat my side.
Yeah, Val translates.
Val translates Vincent patting his side?
Well, no, Val translates what Armando says to Vincent.
I hope we won't need that. That's how we got in this mess in the first place. You know anything else?
I don't know. Looked scary. Shit, man.
That I can use. Okay. Hey, friend, motions over to Oliver.
Yes?
You think you can do some things that will get those police attention?
Absolutely. I have a plan in mind already.
Okay.
Do we have a time frame of when this is going down?
I'd say tonight. Is that good?
Sure thing. I want to go buy some donuts.
Buy some donuts?
Yeah.
All right.
And somebody needs to gather all of my stuff.
Already done. I was going to say it if they ever talked about it, but Val was definitely already putting together a go bag for Murph.
Okay, perfect.
Just in case.
Right. I will just
Big sister powers!
Yep. I will just point out to Oliver's brain. So I still have some money somewhere, so that'll need to be gathered up. My box. I need my box. But also, Mrs. Finn's necklace is on your desk unless somebody's taken it. And that could be valuable. And also, there's a book with some letters that.
Sure, just walk me through it when I get back to the clinic. I'm gonna pass through and grab my stuff as well.
Okay.
Long story short, you guys gather up all your possessions into backpacks.
And as you've decided, part one is Oliver makes a distraction. Oh wait, no. So part one is that Armando would like you to hold the door to Murph's cell open for a few seconds.
Ha! That's easy.
And then you can leave, but before anything else happens.
Can I tell my dumb plan for distraction?
Okay.
First, it's to go to the bar and improvise magic, make everybody real ornery, like just set up for a righteous brawl to break out soon.
I mean, I don't even know if you didn't need improvised magic about that. You know who's pissed off at who about what. You could just start bringing things up.
That's true. Yeah. But basically, I want to make sure I'm not there when it goes up. It pops off.
But also, hey, that could draw the people out of the cell.
Didn't Bobby say something about you were the one who wanted to hang a new mayor? Fuck you, say.
Mm-hmm. But the other thing is to bring a bunch of donuts to the police station and just like offhandedly comment like, don't eat too many, they might put you to sleep.
Ooh.
And placebo them.
Placebo them to make them sleepy donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling Armando this?
I'm basically saying there'll be a little bit of distraction at the bar and hopefully the police won't be in any position to get in our way.
Yeah, I hope so. Just go in and talk to Murph, and when you do, hold the door open for 2 seconds before you close it.
Right, I'll say she needs to sign something or other.
Okay. So you come by and you drop off the donuts?
Yeah, I've gone to the bar. I've picked up Murph's journal and stuff. Don't look through it.
I don't have to send you stuff.
I definitely query Murph about it. Like, is this private information? I like tease opening it and then I stop.
I mean, I will say the one thing that you will notice is on each of these letters is one of my party members' names. But
whom?
So, okay. I
need to know who, though.
All of them.
Each. There's one for Val. Oh, each one.
There's
Oliver.
One for each of us. I see. Okay.
Okay.
I tuck mine in my coat. This one's for me anyway.
Oh God. Okay.
But yeah, I go in and I give them the donuts line, and I say there's a thing she just needs to be signed. Actually, assign her attorney power of attorney over to me.
Oh, Armando asked Jamie to meet him at one particular mine.
Rather close to the shaft that you guys had the bad time at.
Uh-huh, okay.
Part of that same network.
Sounds good.
Vincent, you were asked to go with Jamie to make sure that Jamie's safe.
You got it. That's easy.
Okay.
Guarding the person who gets themselves into the least trouble. I like it.
Yes. Okay. And then Sam.
Yep.
You were somewhat left out by the fact that you never bothered to list any skills.
I'll fill in where needed, and Val is still somewhat hesitant and is thinking that she might need to burn down the sanctuary. Oh, there we go. Val's gonna pitch to Oliver.
I'm gonna have to do it anyways. Are we actually doing this? Is this...
Well, it's that or let her get picked up by criminal justice system somewhere else or get hung here. It's her choice, I guess.
Right. We're definitely all going.
I hope you'll come with me. I'd miss you terribly.
You sure about that?
Oh, absolutely. Who else makes fun of me the way you do?
Okay. Here's what I could do, Oliver, if it would help. I could release everything.
Explain.
The goats, horse, the hogs, the coyotes.
A bit of a wildlife emergency.
And if we're going, holy shit, I guess...
Oh no, the horse. Can we bring the horse?
Not into the mines, definitely not, no.
Oh.
Rex is coming, obviously. I'm not going to leave him.
Thank goodness.
If we do this, we're never coming back. I could set it on fire.
There's something to need burning in there? Or you just don't want to have some place to go back to?
I mean, well, definitely don't want anybody seeing the lab if I can help it. I'm saying that it could help as a distraction.
I think the bar and the escaped animals will be plenty. If you feel like it needs to be done, do it. But if you hope to one day come back, or if you got anything valuable you can't carry away with you...
I don't know if Gracie would allow me to come back. To be perfectly honest.
That's true.
Okay.
Anyway, well. I'm behind you. I'll carry the gasoline, but I'm probably not going to get that insurance money as your lawyer.
Oliver, what insurance would ever insure me out here?
I bet I could have gotten it for you.
All right. So yeah, Val's going to release the animals
and okay.
Set the sanctuary on fire.
All right.
And, well, she's going to absolutely destroy the lab as best as she can first, then set the sanctuary on fire.
Okay, so you intentionally destroy all data that you aren't taking with you, all samples, release the animals, set it on fire.
I definitely take a chupacabra finger in formaldehyde with me, along with all the chupacabra blood I have.
Finger? Not an eye or a heart?
I mean, I figured a finger was smaller, but an eye works.
I mean, they're not very big creatures.
True. Heart makes sense. We'll take the heart.
Okay.
Yes, so destroying all evidence.
Okay.
You know, we could take the whole chupacabra if you just throw it in the truck and I hire somebody to drive the trucks out of the border.
Too many footprints.
Yeah, adding one more person into the thing.
It's not like anybody else is coming back to this place. Ha, 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 wink, wink.
Okay, so while you're setting this up, and Oliver is setting up the bar fight, what sort of inflammatory rhetoric are you spreading around at this bar? I think the magic part isn't so much in getting a fight start as it is in setting a delay.
Yeah, it's definitely setting the delay on it. I'm planting a bunch of like inflammatory Miss Finn, who was preferred and who was actually just being used. And
wait, you mean you were
discussing wages?
Also, and look what I found in Herman Suarez's stuff. It's the wage. It's the wage log ledger.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, did you know that he's being paid more than you? And he only just started?
All right, give me a manipulation plus, I want to say politics?
Politics law? Okay.
Mind dice.
Wait, 9? I've only got 3 and 3.
Mind dice.
Oh, plus mind dice. More add than that,
extra,
then.
Add an extra 5 dice, I guess.
Okay, so many.
8 successes.
Yep.
So about 5 minutes after you leave, you do see Angela shooting you a very dirty look as you're walking out the door.
I mouth, sorry.
As Angela is starting to shout people down, trying to get her voice up over the crowd.
And, Nomad of water is putting out this fire.
Yep.
You see Sheriff Roberts try to put on her hat and run over towards Angela's place, but she's kind of like stumbling.
No one could resist the donuts.
And she looks at you just standing there, and she says, "You don't go anywhere."
One thing of it, Sheriff.
I'd expect to see you right back here when I'm done. She like looks over at the right. Shit, is that a fire? And she runs on to the bar.
I hustle saunter.
Okay, so Murph.
Yes.
Joe is sitting at his table or his little chair. He's got a donut and some coffee, and he hasn't actually touched the donut yet when he starts to look sleepy.
Oh, okay. Is it like late?
I mean, it's nighttime, yeah. And feeling like he's got to be up for a little while longer, he starts drinking more coffee, and then he falls over.
Oh, okay. Does he look harmed?
Like, he just kind of slowly collapses to the ground, and Armando walks out of the corner. You're pretty sure he wasn't there before?
Oh, okay. Okay, so he slumped over. Does he look, like, hurt?
He looks like he's asleep.
Okay. Did I know about the donut plan?
No, and neither did Joe.
Okay, fair enough.
Which means the donut plan wouldn't work.
Okay. So I see Armando.
And Armando walks over the door and he says, "I know we haven't met. I'm here to get you out."
Is this in Spanish?
Yes.
I just stare blankly.
He says, he starts making back up motions with his hands.
I do so.
He pulls something out of his pocket and he wraps tape around the door latch to the cell and he pulls out a lighter.
Uh-huh.
And he points at you and he covers his eyes as he steps back.
I cover my eyes?
Through your closed eyelids, the world turns a bright orange as you hear this sound. It lasts for a few seconds. And you look back and the entire latch area of the door is just melted off.
Well, that is much quicker than what I was planning on doing.
He looks at you and he says something in Spanish. No idea what he's saying.
I will go try to open the door. I think that's what he's indicating.
Oh, it just swings open.
All right.
And he goes over to the barred window. He puts three more bags on it. Then he takes out a piece of black cloth that he puts through the window and sort of tapes up to the top and the bottom, basically keeping any light from going out of the room.
It's just further enforcing my thought process that my family's into some sketchy stuff.
And he melts away the bars.
I reach out for a high five.
He smiles and gives you a high five. Then he pours some water on the windowsill to calm down the white hot metal. And then he pulls the cloth away.
I point towards the window and I'm like, "Go now."
He nods and he pulls out a little grappling hook thing. Like it's basically a piece of rope that's on a one of those climbing, not grapnels, I should know what these are. Come on, bondage people.
Are you talking about like the hook or like the belays or like?
No. The
rings.
No, the clamp. The C.
The crampon or whatever they're called.
Oh, the just the like C clamp thing.
The patoon.
No. The snap link. It's has a name. Oh, carabiner.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Carry on.
It's pronounced carabiner.
Carabiner, sorry. All right, so he hooks one of those around what's remaining of the bar on the right. He left just enough of it to support that, and
he climbs out on the backside of the jail, and he is about 2 feet down when he motions to you.
Okay. I would also try to escape.
What is your strength athletics?
Oh, not ideal. Not ideal. And am I still at a penalty for injuries?
I mean, you should have healed another box this time around. What are you at?
It's only superficial.
Oh, your superficial damage should be gone by now.
Okay, cool. Then I'm fine. Strength athletics is a 3.
Okay. He helps.
That's fair.
He holds out one arm in a motion that suggests, hold on to me, I'll help.
I hold on to him and let him help. Okay.
And he rappels down the side of the jail.
Like, if I'm going to accept his help, I'll just full on accept his help.
Yeah, that makes sense. When he gets to the bottom, he attempts to flip the rope to dislodge the carabiner. It takes him a couple times, but then the rope comes off, and as he's running out of town, he's wrapping up the rope.
Okay, so we out of here.
Elf, can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
With polymorph, if I were to use it on something and then kill that something, would it revert back when dead?
So if it was a normal animal, was the thing you turned it into?
Thinking animal to person to corpse.
Oh.
To heavily burned corpse, in fact.
That would likely, if you got enough successes, it would stay that way. And yeah, it should remain as it is. You need at least 3 successes.
And what would the roll for that be, just for shits and giggles?
I will tell you when you do it.
I need to know what the roll would be.
It'll be a roll that you're good at, because this is definitely a type of thing that you're good at. But I'm not telling you anything more until you attempt this, because your character doesn't know any more about whether it works or not than you do.
True. I just don't know if I could take the sanity damage from killing myself.
Well, I think you need to be a woman of action.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Science.
Oh no, it's so cool though.
Science, I know, is about experiments.
I know, but here's the thing: she doesn't even know if this would work in the first place.
And you could also have an undead shadow beast that looks exactly like you haunting us. Wait,
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. I would just make an animal be me and then kill it.
I know, but then if you botch it or like weird wild magic happens, who knows what might happen.
Yeah, that's a concern.
Okay.
No, it definitely pops into her head, and she definitely considers it for like half a second before going like, I don't know if that would, if it would even have my DNA or something else's DNA. I'm not gonna risk it.
Oh, you know that it would have your DNA. That's how you do it.
Yeah, true. But I don't know if that would stay that way, is the problem.
And so, if it doesn't, it reverts to a chicken, and you've lost a chicken.
Also, she thinks about the idea of having to murder herself.
Your shadow is a big fan of this.
Yeah, I'm sure he fucking is. Yeah, laugh it up, jackass. She's going to say, laugh it up, jackass, as she's destroying the lab and setting things on fire.
Your shadow has gone and grabbed a chicken.
No. Put it back out there. We're not doing it. We'll keep
don't
it
choke
in
that
mind.
Chicken shadow. Don't do it.
We'll keep it in mind if we ever need to make a quick escape. But no.
Do you take the chicken back away from your shadow?
Yes.
Okay.
Threateningly, like, don't make me try to strangle you again.
Your shadow whimpers away.
Yeah, damn right he does.
So then you just let all the animals loose and set the place to burn.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna ride the horse to the exit point.
Alright, well, you know the horse has a previous owner that will definitely take it if you are gone.
I know, I just need the truck to stay there.
Okay.
I'll send the horse back that way.
Okay, you have set the place ablaze, destroyed everything, and you take off. Jamie, you have arrived at this mine entrance, and it is sealed with a set of heavy bars that would be a challenge to melt through with the explosives that you had seen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could be done, but...
Do I think it'd be faster to use wreck and a saw?
Faster and quieter by a long ways.
Okay, then that's what I do.
All right. You take out your little pocket saw and cleanly and quickly cut through this door of reinforced steel, which just kind of pops off.
Okie doke. Where am I supposed to be going from here?
Well, you're supposed to wait for them to show up here, unless you wanted to go in and check it out on your own first.
I shine a light down it.
It has stairs cut into the side.
Uh-huh.
It's basically a switchback stairway into the dark. And as you shine a flashlight in, you hear a wince of pain and surprise.
Ah! I say hello.
Turn it off.
Sure, turn it off.
A distorted woman's voice calls back and says, "I have not seen daylight in many years." It is, by the way, nighttime.
Well, it's nighttime up there. If you want to come out,
it is night.
Yep.
It's so bright.
What's your name?
I am Penelope. At the edge of the at the edge of your vision, you can see a woman in a tattered green dress. Her hair is thick and oily and tied up in two ribbons. She's wearing a green dress, green gloves, no shoes. Her feet are clawed, and she has mole teeth.
Vincent's there, right?
Yep.
Vincent has a bad immediate reaction to this, and his hand is at his hip.
She sees that, and she turns and starts running. She lets out a squeal and then runs back down the stairwell.
Shit! Jesus! More of them! God damn it!
I shout after Penelope. Hey, it's okay. Oh my goodness!
Give me a charisma etiquette roll.
Okay. Yay!
What'd you get?
Three successes.
Three successes. Okay. She stops and.
It's okay.
The sound of the footsteps stops.
We've met people like you before. It's okay.
There are others down here, but they do not speak with me.
That's okay. We're just going to pass through tonight, and we won't be back.
They will not speak with me.
Because you're somewhere between us and them, or why?
They say that I am ugly.
They just don't know anything about anything, I suppose.
But I am ugly.
So that's not a reason to not talk to somebody.
I have talked to the darkness. It said that I should wait here. That if I waited here, someone would take me away through the tunnels.
Oh?
I know these tunnels.
Well, maybe we were who you were waiting for.
Will you take me away?
Sure.
I'm just looking over at Jamie like, Jesus Christ, are you sure the last time you trusted one of these things?
She steps out. Her face is almost like the mole people's, but more human, and she has hair, and her eyes are green, and about double the size of a person's. She looks like she was dressed up for a birthday party that happened many birthdays ago.
Huh. Did you get lost down here? Or did somebody put you down here? How did you get down here?
I went for a walk with a handsome man in the desert. And he left me in the night. He said that I must hide in this cave when we heard the things moaning in the distance.
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to try something. I'm going to put a different color on my light here so I can see, and hopefully it won't hurt you. I put a little red cover cap on my flashlight and see if that... I don't point it towards her.
She seems to be more okay with it.
Okay. And I say, that way me and my friends can see to travel. If you're going the same way as us, you can just stay ahead of us and show us the way out to where we're going.
As she looks around and she looks off into the distance and she says, I can see all the way down. Who is he? Points at Vincent.
That's Vincent.
I look back.
She backs away. And she reaches out for Jamie's hand.
You got a problem with me?
I reach out my hand.
She shakes her head no violently.
That's right.
I laugh nervously. Touch her hand.
Okay. Her hand is, it is very smooth and wrinkly and soft, too soft. It only has, her hand only has three fingers. They're wider and thicker and end in claws. And she grips your hand tightly.
Okay. Do I get any impressions like I did when I touched the other mole potion? Pictures or thoughts or any other telepathy transfer?
Just emotions. Mainly fear. And also longing.
Okay. I tell her it's going to be okay. We'll get you out of here. We're going to get out of here. It'll be all right.
She nods. Okay. So, Murph, Oliver, Val, the four of you find your way to the rendezvous point.
Big backpacks.
Big backpacks full of all your worldly possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And my jacket back.
With your gun.
Yep.
I put it on immediately and feel better.
Okay.
Good to see you in the flesh.
What, you didn't like my spoopy possession?
No, definitely not. Did not like that.
Put your sweater on.
Sweater? We're in a desert.
She's handing you an ugly sweater.
Do we see Mole Person at this point? Yes, we've caught up, I'm guessing.
You actually haven't seen her quite yet because she is standing in the dark. You guys are at the entrance, and Jamie is at the door, one hand reaching out behind her.
All right, so don't be scared, but there's a mole lady down here, or halfway mole lady. Her name's
no guarantees, nope. Jamie.
Nope. Immediate
nope.
Anger.
Nope. Nope.
It's okay. You seem friendly.
The hand suddenly tries to pull away.
I don't hold on to her. If she wants to go, she can go. It's okay, Penelope.
No. Armando says, wait, the person waiting for us was inside the mine?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Penelope. And Penelope looks at you. Armando looks over at you and says, okay, Jamie, tell her that the moon asked her to take us through, and that we'll take her with us.
Okay, I relay that.
She nods.
Okay, hand out red flashlights to everybody else.
And she says, she asks if you would keep her safe from them.
Yeah, we'll try for sure. Be okay.
Okay.
I mean, we can all see her now, right?
If you look in, you see this somewhat deformed human-looking person.
Oh my God, Jamie was right.
Yeah. I'm a walk over to her, all friendly-like.
She kind of cringes back a bit.
Hi, my name is Murph, and if you or any of your friends mean me or any of my friends any harm, you're gonna tell me immediately.
She crumples on the ground and grabs onto Jamie's leg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would like to curse her in such a manner.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, I love this. All right. Mm-hmm.
So if she means any harm to me or us, she's going to have to spit that out.
Roll. No. Your curse is...
Yeah, at some point.
The curse isn't going to make her tell the truth. It's going to curse her for... her or her friends meaning you any harm.
Yep.
Okay, roll it. Charisma plus occult.
Charisma occult. Okay, that is a different roll. Still four successes.
All right. And just remember your paradox flaw.
Yep.
Okay. Jamie, you have a terrified Penelope grabbing onto your leg as Murph is shouting threats down at her.
It's okay. She's going to guide us through, Murph. It'll be all right.
Is it going to be all right this time? Like how it was all right last time, and that last guy didn't mean us any harm? Or is it going to be actually all right this time?
Good question. I'm hoping actually all right.
Aren't we all? And if it is actually all right, she'll be fine.
Well, we're trusting a half-mole person who was hired by a demon through a vampire, so, huh, yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Armando says, in Spanish, I think I see how she got where she was.
Oh, Val definitely rounds and gives him the dirtiest look. Like, you want to say that again, Buster? Look.
He shrugs and he says, not my business.
Yeah, it fucking isn't.
Oh, I assume I'm gaining paradox for this, yes?
cursing isn't your road. So yes, you automatically gain a paradox.
Maybe stop shoring up the paradox, huh, Ginger?
Yeah.
What's your paradox at right now?
You know.
Like 35 or so.
72.
Six.
Six. Okay. So basically all of your dice are paradox dice.
Yep.
All right, let's get moving.
That was unexpected.
Well, you guys have gotten out of Lico del Diablo, and I have to figure out what's in these tunnels.
Oh, joy.
Didn't expect us to go along with your plot hook.
I did. I just didn't expect it to the story to actually proceed so quickly. This is the first time that...
He expected us to waffle more.
I expected there to be like, let's take one day discussing our feelings, guys.
We spent 3 hours waffling, okay?
Yep. Hey, okay. I definitely would have waffled, all right? I was waffling, but apparently we weren't given the option, so...
I have one new goal now.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious.
So, we're gonna go to see Mrs. Finn, and Mrs. Finn... is gonna fix Vincent.
Interesting.
Unless there's nothing wrong with Vincent.
There is something
there
wrong.
There is definitely wrong.
I was in your head.
They would.
Y'all are acting like there's something in Vincent that wasn't there before.
Yeah! Because there is!
Yeah. You're a terrible liar. I can see that your poker face is failing from the distance.
We figured it out!
So. I aced this lie detector test.
Okay, in wrapping up, has anybody taken any sanity damage?
Not stated, but certainly. Yes.
I am curious. I think I've got one for everybody, so let's try and find the landmine, people. I will let you know if you guys step off, if you guys locate the mine and thus relieve half the sanity damage for the person that I speak of, and we'll see how many new ones you come up with along the way. So, Oliver, do Vincent.
I want to ask the crowd, because I am actually kind of blanking right now.
Mental invasion, for sure.
Yes, mental invasion. Yeah. Sorry, I knew that happened.
All right.
I'm there just also sleepy.
All right, there you go, one for that. Murph, do you got one for Vincent?
One for Vincent. I mean, it's still like mental invasion involved. The only thing that I can really think of is, you know, having to completely shut out the person that he's tried so hard to help. And that's the only thing that I can really think of.
Yeah, I'll go over one for that. Jamie, do you got one for Vincent?
Not really. I think it's more willpower damage that he already took. I was going to say the slugging all over, but that's more, like I said, more willpower.
Catharsis.
Yeah.
Resorting to violence against those that are trying to help him is one of Vincent's triggers, or has been, and that is the landmine that I spoke of. One more sanity damage. You've taken 3.
Hooray!
Unless you can think of any others, that's all you get.
I think that's most of it. I mean, like, if anything, he might have sponged up a little potential damage, shooting mostly straight with Val.
Yeah, I'll give you -1 for that, and -1 for Angela reaffirming you.
Cool.
All right, for Murph, I think I've got one figured out. Jamie?
How about not just doing new mind magic?
I'd make anybody question their sanity to ride along in somebody else's brain and then try to invade another person's brain and then get kicked out to where you're seeing your own body invaded by a different consciousness.
Okay, that was 3 different things, and that is 3 sanity damage. but yes, that was in fact the landmine. So, and does anybody have any others for to pile onto a?
I do, but I will wait for everybody else.
Oh, good.
That seems like plenty. I think you're good, Ginger.
And Bill's got any for? Okay.
I can't particularly think of something.
All right, Murph, what do you got?
All right, that leave is going to haunt me for months.
Oh, being rejected by Vincent?
Yep. All right, yep.
There's one more for you.
That was pretty harsh.
Yep, especially after what I've basically just told Oliver.
Wait, which thing?
Oh, don't worry about it. maybe something for, I don't know, cursing this person in the end and or, you know, having several people at this point be like, yeah, no, she's a terrible person and deserves such things.
Well, you might have taken one more if you spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
As far as the curse goes, not until it comes to pass. Oh, wait, there is one more.
Yep. What is it?
You were in Oliver's head when Gracie was talking about you.
Correct. That would be what I was referring to.
Yeah, one for that, too.
Wunderbar.
Is that 5?
That is 5, and hang on.
I don't know. You think that's extra? I think that's just willpower damage, kind of.
Well, I didn't take any willpower damage for it.
I don't think that's sanity damage.
Sanity!
Well, it's because, does it confront her basic conception of herself? Does Murph still want to believe that Murph is a good person and that people will understand, be understanding of her murders?
Murph does not necessarily believe anymore that she is a good person, but she does believe that her actions are justified. Also, it just occurred to me, it may not be sanity damage, so it might be okay, but the realization that if Mrs. Finn had wanted to keep my body, I would probably just be amorphously flung off into space for forever.
Well, it didn't happen. That's
a thought occurred to me.
That's a little bit of extra dread. So we'll get you down to 4. I agree that since Murph no longer thinks of herself as a good person, she can still hold on to the belief that Gracie did not understand the necessity of murdering her father, even if she should have. All right,
yet, but she shall.
Okay. Any sanity damage for Oliver?
I've got at least one.
I've got one, but I don't know if it's the same one he's thinking of. You go first, great. Oliver.
Oh, I was thinking specifically realizing that I'm, like, not in control of myself or of what my perceptions of trust are.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I think that's a path to redemption myself.
That kind of is. You have to take the one sanity damage, but if you follow up on that, find a healthy way to negotiate that issue, then that is also a path of redemption. So
anyone else?
There was a pretty sick burn going on between you and Dan, but I don't know if it's just willpower damage or if that moves into the range of questioning sanity damage.
I don't know if I'd said or did anything that would cause him to doubt himself. More just to maybe. It depends on his perception of it.
The reaffirming of you're teaching people bad things.
Yeah, I guess that could happen. I was thinking, like, the part that was probably, like, the most bad was enabling Murph and then realizing that she might have...
Yes, one
he doesn't know how bad it can get if she throws herself at Vincent the wall.
Yeah, okay. I think that's
so total. Yeah, it was very much an Icarus Wing moment where he's like, oh shit, she might die.
That does shoot straight to Oliver's insecurities.
I do love, by the way, how that went from maybe I can help her with this role if she tells me about it to oh god.
So all right, that is 3. Yes?
Yep.
All right.
Did my landmine get stepped on or no?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Good.
All right. I don't... Jamie, can you think of one?
I was gibbering in a corner next to the car for a minute there.
Yep.
All my fears were pretty much coming together in one spot. I'd definitely say that's 2 sanity damage.
2 sanity damage there.
Yeah.
I think that's it, though. Wait. No. You are now making friends with one of the mole people that nearly tore your face off, and you're going back down into these mines again. That's 1 for that. How about Val?
I've got one, but let's see what everybody else says.
Okay. Start at Vincent.
Well, I mean, I was definitely trying to continue to tear at your conception of right and wrong about this whole thing, about your whole mission.
There's 1 for that. Vincent is deliberately trying to make you go crazier.
Jerk.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, we'll fix it. It's fine.
Having to burn down the sum of her work.
Ooh, yeah. Burning down the lab, that's 1.
Yeah, I take that. That sucks.
Murph?
I was just going to say the same thing. Burning down the lab, so no more.
Okay. Jamie?
Watching you burn.
The only thing I can think about is the reveal on Angela, but that's not sanity reducing. That's somehow redemption pathing, but I don't know how exactly.
Doing the thing that she couldn't do for her sister, like in almost the exact way that she could have done it for her sister.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Definitely redemption pathing going on for Sam.
That is true.
Yeah, that's why it hit so hard.
Minus one sanity damage.
Woo! And nobody stepped on mine, so discovering that she did fuck up with bringing Vincent back.
Yes.
Yeah. There's one for that. Mal knows now.
All right.
She fucked up somewhere.
So that's everybody's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I rolled three dice, get one success.
Everybody else roll.
That's two.
You're fine.
Aha, it doesn't matter that they're all paradox. Haha.
Yay, I'm not crazier.
Yay. All right.
All right, just in case something cool happened with a bunch of tens.
Everybody stays about as sane as they used to be.
Elf, given what we understand about me, do I have to roll?
Yes, roll twice.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
I got a success.
Hey, if we reduce the devil who's controlling him down to one sanity, does it make it easier for him to gain control back?
Is it easier or harder?
Y'all yeah, or do think we need I'm to being controlled sanity? By shit?
Because you are, okay? Don't try it.
And you have to roll again. Let's go.
Yep, roll again.
That's the same roll?
Yep.
What I'm going to be pissed about is if we are absolutely chasing a red herring. He's right. He's not.
No successes.
No,
he's not possessed.
I wouldn't no put it past Dan, because he's a very good actor.
I'm not going to say nothing's wrong, all right?
5 XP for everyone.
Hooray!
Now let's do hopes and fears. Hopes, Oliver.
All right, so my hopes were Murph is protected / freed, and in the way that she wanted to be, which is good. My distasteful skills can be used for good. I definitely set Angela's bar on fire and drugged some cops.
It was definitely related, only half good.
I mean, it was good for my people, and hopefully the least, like, murdery way. Anyway, Valerie's Darkness might consume me. Didn't really come up.
Nope, hasn't come up yet.
And my Guidance and Protection is worse than nothing. I think the moment when she jumped out of my head was that.
Yep, you have set Murph on a path of mindfuckery that is going to cause a lot of people a lot of pain.
Yeah.
All right.
My leaky mind came up, but it didn't, like, hurt us at all. It just, like, made a character be like, this bitch.
One. Yep.
Okay.
What about your crazies?
I don't think my token of victory or, like, no one can fix themselves really came up.
Nope.
But snap judgment. One pervasive.
Yep, it's great. I love this one.
Yeah, it's very silly.
I cringe for you every time it comes up. It's just like, oh, it's so painful to watch, but it's such good material.
A weird thing to try to like be like, what would Oliver do? But also, he has to believe everything.
Okay, Murph.
Arit, so. Long-term hope, having other people accept the new Murph. I feel like that happened.
One XP. They are getting to know who you are.
Yep, aren't we all?
Especially the whole threatening the frightened girl.
do not be the direct cause of physical harm to any of my friends is my short-term. And I didn't directly cause anybody physical harm.
Did it come up?
I don't believe so, because I was, like, not able to.
All right. Next, then. No, it's
the well, hold on. I got to argue that one a little. Oh. I think you physically, or at least it wasn't physically endangered, your vampire friend, but she thought it was physical danger for a second there.
Oh,
that is true. I did kind of jump out of my body, and she was in the sunlight.
One XP there!
Woohoo! All right. Long-term fear being the cause of any of my friend's demise. Nobody has died yet. Excellent.
But did it come up?
Nope. And short-term fear, Mrs. Finn's help being more harmful than helpful. I think we've grilled him to the point that we believe he is helpful.
Wait.
He's just delivering us to the vampires that are going to eat us.
Oh, probably.
He's the pizza boy.
Yeah, one for that.
Woohoo.
Okay.
Okay, crazies. I actually feel like one of my redemptions might be completed.
What's
okay,
that?
So for my first crazy, overprotective, when I'm away from people that get hurt physically or emotionally, and the redemption is spending extended time away from people and them being okay, I was halfway there last session and nobody got hurt other than a punch.
I mean, Vincent and Oliver did come to blows.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything to do with me, really.
It was
kind of
actually directly due
exactly
to you.
Yeah.
Yes. They had a fight over you. Redemption yeah. not achieved.
Ugh. Okay, fine.
Sorry.
All these boys fighting
too
over
much
me.
Testosterone in the room.
Ah, okay.
And mind invasion.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah. It not only was it over you, it was directly because you weren't there anymore.
Ooh, yeah, okay, fair point. okay, so second one, kamikaze, I can't protect people by just being close. I need to put myself in the most direct line of fire. Physically, no. Mentally, I am actively prodding people to go towards danger.
That you're prodding
the opposite.
Yeah, that's the opposite. So no on that one.
Well, okay. Let's see. Stay out of this. I need to stop the people I care about from getting hurt by outsiders by whatever means necessary. Don't think so. A one for that. Okay.
You're completely inappropriate verbal assault on Penelope.
Hey, not completely inappropriate. Last time we met more people, we almost died. All right.
Racist.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know. No good, very bad day. I'm responsible for all the bad things that have happened and should be punished. I actively waffled over escaping jail for a long time.
Yep, one for that.
Woohoo! That's me.
All right, Jamie?
Yeah, they all came together real good. So much so my character's paralyzed. But I'll go through them and enumerate them, I guess.
Okay.
Short-term hope was to blow down Valen Murph's crazy role. I don't think I did anything to actively achieve that. I guess I did vicariously.
For Val, you certainly did.
Yeah, with the Angela thing.
Yep, so that's going to be 1 XP there.
Okay.
And it showed mechanically, too, so it's proof.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you literally helped reduce the... So 2 there. I think that... I don't imagine one could have expected any better success on that.
That's the same as my long-term hope, I guess, which is help friends find sanity and redemption paths. And my short-term fear...
One for that, then.
Losing friends or having to fight with them?
2 XP!
Yay! And then my long-term fear might have to change after next session, or change before next session, because a long-term fear is that I need to get the fuck out of here. And I'm getting out of here, but everybody else is too. Yay!
2! There you go.
Lots of all right. XP.
And crazies?
I was prepared. I didn't have time to work on my obsession about demonology versus void.
Well, you will down in here.
I'm sure I will. And I'm the only sane person here came up because I felt like everybody else was going crazy.
Yep, there you go, 1.
Yay. That's it.
All right. Next up, Val.
Not a lot this time around. So long-term hope, I'm going to save Emily. That didn't come up. Short-term hope, I'm going to help Murphy.
But, one for long-term hope, save Emily.
Why?
Because of Angela.
Huh.
It mimicked the experience.
Well, okay. I figured that was going to be a point towards the redemption for that one delusion.
It can be both.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that then.
Okay, next.
Short-term hope. I'm going to help Murph get the results she wants. I set my own place on fire and considered planting a body.
2 XP for that.
Woo! Although, you're welcome, Murph.
Although I would have found a way to give you 3 if you had turned a chicken into you and then murdered yourself.
I'm still bummed that it didn't happen.
I cannot handle the fact of Val thinking, oh shit, is this a metaphor?
Alright.
Also, the fact that her own shadow was very enthusiastic about it. She's starting to hate her shadow quite a bit.
Oh, that only gets the shadow, it makes her shadow more powerful.
I'm sure it fucking does. Long-term fear. These people that I care about are going to abandon me unintentionally. Maybe...
It came up with Jamie when I got offered a lab.
No, that's intentional.
Oh.
You're gonna leave me intentionally, you bitch. No, Vincent might be trapped.
But...
And maybe dying slowly and something else is taking over.
What are you doing about these fears?
Oh, Val is definitely going to be doing something about these fears.
So what have you done? What did you do this
afternoon? Has she done? Ooh, nothing. All right, then.
I feel like burning down her farm also applies to this, because at some point, at least Oliver was like, we're going to go, right? Right?
What was the fear again?
That these people that I care about are going to abandon me unintentionally.
Well, Oliver intentionally wanted you to come along.
Yes. So
it might be part of a redemption path, but I don't know how exactly the word that.
Actually, these people are going to abandon me unintentionally. If they had to leave without you, it would have been them leaving you unintentionally, and you burned down your own place in order to do it. So yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And that's what Val's good at, burning bridges.
Yep. So 1 point for there.
Okay, cool. And the short-term fear that the help I'm going to solicit will be refused, that never came up. I didn't get a chance to do that.
All right. Oh, wait, crazies.
Paradox flaws first, maybe?
Yes.
My shadow's alive. That didn't really matter except for a goof. And corrupted science. I didn't use any fucking magic this session, so.
Okay.
All right, crazies. Gotta make void beings real. Didn't happen. I need to speak to people's shadows. That happened. And, yeah, I definitely figured out Vincent was maybe trapped inside his own body because I listened to his shadow. That's never getting redeemed.
The fact that you believe it and then you found a shadow to confirm it still doesn't confirm either of these theories, but it does tie the two of them together.
Val definitely believes that it's all true. Always.
That's true. All right. Yay, confirmation bias.
Exactly. Every story needs its villain. I mean, I am literally on the run from the cops.
I'll give it
starting extra to think yeah. I'm not the only villain, though.
We are the villains.
Yeah, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I'm not alone in this villainy.
All right.
My friends need to hate me so that they aren't sad when I die. That didn't really come up except for the redemption that I need to resolve the issues involving Emily. I did the thing for Angela that I could not do for my sister.
Wait, are you saying that is a redemption?
Not as the full redemption, but as a step towards that redemption.
Yes, I'll count that as a half.
Cool. Half a point?
Halfway to the redemption.
Okay, that makes sense to me. And I have a feeling you're going to bring up what I need for the rest of the redemption.
Well, you already know.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes sense.
There's two ways. One, address what happened to her on Earth. Or two, find whatever's left of her out there.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to end up making our way to San Diego, so.
Well, there are not a lot of other routes to Baja.
True dat. All right, cool. And I think that's it for me.
Okay. I think just Vincent left?
Yep.
Just Vincent left.
Okay.
Gonna have to mute ourselves.
We have to deafen.
Everyone go deaf. Okay. You're safe.
All right. Vincent, long-term hope. I feel good. I feel alive. I want more of it. Damn, other Vincent made it hard, but we were working on it.
I so want those bullets to come into play.
It would be my ultimate poetic scenario, and feel free to delete this later if it actually comes to pass, future editors. But I would love it if, I don't know, a path for Vincent is available for redemption, and we get the moment of him pulling the trigger on himself. And it's a blank, and he's like, fuck, and goes again, and they manage to stop him, and a redemption thing actually works. That'd be fucking cool.
Well, the idea with those bullets is that good Vincent puts them in, loads them in the gun and doesn't tell bad Vincent. So bad Vincent.
Yes, or at least, like, you know, you can pull the trigger and think it's a blank or whatever, pull it on yourself, and yeah.
Yes. I get you. Yeah.
Okay, so we said that was 1 point for long-term hope?
Yeah, it's one.
One. Okay, cool. Remove some liabilities. Spent much of this session trying to do something about the Murph in prison liability.
Yep, that's two.
Long-term fear. Being forced to serve others again. Kind of.
You are now in service to others, more or less.
I don't love it, and
that's one.
Working against my instincts.
Yep.
Someone does something stupid that makes me kill them when I didn't plan on it. I wanted to.
Well, you don't get much for wishes.
Okay, cool. Do we want to go ahead and talk about my derangements while they're off, or can they hear about my derangements?
Well, I think they can, except for the big one. Do the big one, and then we'll turn them back on.
We haven't given that one a specific name or anything yet, but it's the balancing the two Vincents one, and that one's violent sadistic urges for power.
Violent sadistic urges for power. Nope, I haven't really pushed that one hard enough yet.
Okay, can't be without my gun. I mean, that happened.
Came up, yep.
PTSD definitely happened.
Yep, one for that too.
Vincent shot first.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's six off those. Sweet.
All right, coming back on. All right, we have done all of the experience points. Nods.
We need to do nods.
Yes, we do.
Can we do the 2-point nod for Jamie, Matt, for discovering all that could be for Angela?
Yes, 2 XP for that one.
That one blew my little brain.
Ginger, do you got one?
Well, yes, I do. Thank you for asking. I have to give my nod to the point in the episode that literally sent a chill down my spine, and that was Vincent telling me to get out of his brain.
Ooh. Okay.
All right, Jamie?
I'm going to give my nod to Val going all in and burning down her sanctuary, because it's like it's been such a thing that like it was this anchor and she was so scared it was going to get burned in like the first episode, and like she actually threw the match on it herself. So, yeah.
Yep, definitely went for that.
I didn't even think of that. Ooh.
Sam?
I would like to give mine to Dan for... Yeah, for the interplay between Vincent and whatever is sharing Vincent's body is brilliant.
Thank you. Well, obviously the details are up in the air and it is not appropriate to talk about them too much. It is obvious that something is going on, and I hope that I am being nuanced enough about it that there is some mystery.
Yes. All right. Vincent, what's your nod?
You know, it's a little bit selfish, but I loved interacting with Oliver when I was getting up in his face. Like, I felt the acting performance when he was being Oliver, but kind of on that desperate edge, like, what the fuck you doing, man? I don't know. Something about it felt really, like, earnest and raw to me, and I really liked it.
All right.
Also, thank you for punching Oliver, finally. I don't know how it took this many episodes.
Okay, now... Obviously, everyone knows what my nod would have been.
I'm assuming Jamie?
No.
Yeah I know what your nod would have been.
Yes.
I'm fine with not getting it.
But Val didn't mock kill herself, so,
It's still an option on the table.
Indeed. I'm going to give the going with the GM plotline nod to Jamie for just sort of rolling it with Penelope and actually going in for the backstory.
I'm nothing if not a god's crazy puppet. Aw.
Wahaha. Grab those hooks. To the final decision, and the world will break apart today.
And the world will break apart today.
All right, have we gotten to everybody yet?
Vincent?
We did, me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, because you said Oliver do Vincent, and I chuckled internally like a 12-year-old. Okay, carry on.
Lols.